Hi everyone, so it's annual report time for us all again, which is a great opportunity for us to look back at the last year and to look ahead to the coming year, tracing the journey of our family life together. And so here are my first thoughts for 2023 and how that went. Let's remind ourselves once again what we are all about. Our vision, what we hope to see, is for God to change lives, families and churches again and again. Our mission, what we seek to do, is to make whole life disciples of all ages, to create and support communities of people who worship God with their whole lives, and to model and reproduce this as widely as possible. Our strategy, how we seek to do all this, is to draw people into intentional apprenticeship to Jesus through the following five things: reaching out to a world in need, drawing people into new identity in Christ, developing a culture of discipleship, loving one another as family, and giving ourselves away for the sake of others. Given all this, the work of the church is wide-ranging. Members of our wider parish community have continued to benefit from the ministry and mission of the church and its members in a variety of settings and across all age groups. When reviewing these and other activities, the PCC has due regard to Charity Commission guidance on public benefit, as of course we should. We are very mindful of the fact that the church could not operate without the incredible generous contributions of its staff and its host of volunteers. We are enormously grateful and indebted to every single one of us or you who contribute in so many ways to the life and health of St. Mary's as a church and also the Heath Church. What about our achievements and performance? Well, in 2023, I would say that this year was a year of transition, marked in large part by a number of key staffing changes. So I had a sabbatical. Nigel and Jen Griffiths moved from Merstham to help revitalise the parish there, along with a number of other church members. Kate Kappa stepped down as associate vicar, and Ben Forbes was appointed and started as our new head of community life. Martin Saunders stepped down from leading our youth work, and Emily Irving became our new full-time youth minister. Mandy Childs started work as our children's minister for the ages 6 to 11. Alongside this, Esther Lythe joined Leslie Jackson, Nick Rayner and Becky Beggs in our warden team, and there were new members of our PCC as well. All of this level of change within our leadership has been significant. Noting the inevitable discomfort that comes from change, it's also natural that new staff and post holders will all need time to become established. However, we also notice that the process of creating new roles or imagining old ones has not only brought renewed clarity and focus among the leadership around discipleship, community building and mission, but also brought new energy into church life that we hope will bear much fruit in the coming years. Giving ourselves away. This year it's been wonderful to see the vision of sending a group of people with Nigel and Jen to join in with the mission in Merstham, to seeing that come to fruition. This ambition of ours, which we've had for a number of years, was supported with really great financial and practical support of the diocese and the central church, and our investment has been multiplied many times over. It's been really exciting to see how this group have grafted themselves into the life of the parish and how God has blessed the whole community, even in a short time. So give thanks to God and continue to pray for our extended family up the road. What about investing in children, young people and parents? With so many young people and children engaged in the church, and with so many families being part of our community, the PCC has continued to be very keen to develop this area of ministry. For many years, we've been delighted to see our children's youth work flourish. Post-COVID, and with changes of staff and volunteers, there's been a transition to new models of working and meeting these needs. As an area of such importance for us, we've decided to increase our investment in our provision of oversight and leadership. So being able to appoint a full-time youth minister to build on all that Martin Saunders grew, alongside two part-time children's ministers, has been a major achievement for us. Emily Irving joined the team in the summer, leading the group who went to the Satellites Festival, and then she officially joined the team in October. She's already brought so much. It's been so good to see the new children's team leaders join and grow under Mandy Child's leadership, and others step up to fill the gap following Jen's move to Merston. So grateful. We've also been working on placing parents at the centre of our strategy for discipleship of our children and young people. And this found expression in how we shaped our new roles and in the initiation of a Parenting for Faith course. There's still much to learn about how to embed this ethos into our church life, but we are really excited to be able to advertise for a new associate vicar to lead and oversee this as part of a wider brief of leadership and development, and discipleship growth. And so we look forward to seeing Simon Russell take that post up in 2024. Reaching out to our town and area. As a church, especially since COVID, we've been taking time to reflect deeply on our approach to mission and evangelism. The Alpha course in January to March was well attended in 2023, and it was really fruitful. It was such a delight to see the way a relatively young life group grew in maturity and faith as they took leadership of the course. And then we saw baptisms and subsequent growth of new life groups arise out of the process, all of which continue to grow strongly. The progress of St. Mary's Local has been slower than we had desired, but it will be exciting to see the momentum and activity of this group grow in 2024 and 2025. Building our community life. The development of a new full-time head of community life role to build on and expand on Kate Kappa's work has been another important achievement. Creating a full-time role is a significant investment and shows how important this area of life is for us as a church. It's been a joy to welcome Ben into this role. Ben's role is extensive, but it is focused on developing how we grow our sense of being family together, with the idea that families do four things. They look after each other, they pastorally care, they spend time together, I think of social activities and time spent together. They are a place of belonging and growth, such as our life groups. And families make sure everyone is healthy, which is why we want to emphasize emotionally healthy church. Thinking about spiritual formation. My sabbatical was another moment of change and transition, both for me personally as vicar and as senior leader, and I'm sure for the wider church. The fruits of this time will perhaps be seen over the coming years rather than months, but it's already evident that it was a time of growth for me and I hope for the church. All Christian ministry is founded on an inner life with God that has its origin in the gospel. And as I seek to deepen my own spiritual life in response to the gospel, I'm determined that spiritual formation becomes the hallmark of our life together. The development of the renewed associate vicar role that Simon is going to take up further expresses this commitment that I have. Saying all this, we continue to put a high priority on teaching, where our focus this year was on the early chapters of Genesis, the meaning and identity of Jesus' ministry, and exploring how our future hope shapes life in the present. Worship and ministry. One of the primary callings that we have as the body of Christ is to be a community that gathers for worship. And we continue to invest in and develop our corporate times of worship and prayer. Attendance on Sundays fluctuates throughout the month and over the year. And while this is inevitable, clearer communication around the importance of gathering has been developed. So you'll often hear us talking about come, belong, serve, give. In part, this is a response to the COVID years where our patterns and commitments changed. St. Mary's continues to offer a range of opportunities for worship at different times and in different styles. And it's been good to see growth at the Heath Church and at the 8:30 services, and to see our midweek communion service thrive. The numbers involved in our music ministry has also grown, and the sense of team is strengthening there. And given how technology is now expected and routine, as part of our services. This has required extra attention, resources, and time. What about numbers, or more accurately, people? Well, once again, we've been encouraged by our attendance at our Easter and Christmas services in 2023. There were 583 on Easter Day, over 1,000, 1,082 at our Christmas carol services, 1,700 over Christmas Eve and Christmas Day last year. Our average weekly attendance was 305 adults, and it was 82 children under 16. At the APCM in April 2023, there were 573 names on the electoral roll, which was up from 544 in 2022. What about future plans? Well, if 2022 was a year of transition, we anticipate and we pray that 2024 and 2025 will be years of increasing momentum, where we see a growth in community, connection, mission, and formation. Community, connection, mission, and formation. We are so mindful of our need to secure our finances going forward, raising income to be able to match our vision and sense of calling. And so, in line with our strategic priorities, we want to build on our mission and ministry with youth and children under the leadership of Emily, Mandy, and another younger children's leader. We want to firmly communicate, embed, and implement our approach to social engagement and local mission. And we want to grow confident disciples able to share their faith naturally by teaching and training. That will help us reach out to a world in need. In terms of drawing people into a new identity in Christ, we want to welcome and induct new members into church life following Alpha. We want to draw people into deeper commitment marked by baptism. And we want to further develop our newcomers flow and draw newcomers into fellowship easier, more easily, and more quickly. In terms of developing a culture of discipleship, we want to appoint and establish a new head of discipleship. Well, we've appointed that, and we just want to embed Simon and see him flourish in his new role. We've already started teaching on the grace of God as the foundation of our gospel and of our community life. But we want to strengthen a core group of people participating in our monthly prayer meeting and renew our approach to our annual 24/7 prayer weeks as we lead up to Easter. We're mindful to strengthen our small groups, increasing leadership, engagement, transformation, and participation. We want to encourage families and individuals to participate in summer festivals like New Wine or Satellites. We want to develop our approach to family discipleship and spiritual formation across the whole church. And we want to expand the resources we offer that deepen faith and discipleship that changes lives. And then there's loving one another as family. Here we want to deepen our belonging and develop our pastoral care. We want to launch a new terminally publication called Spotlight to share stories that celebrate our community life together. We are establishing and developing an annual diary of social events that build community and fellowship. We're going to continue to develop the depth of community within our small groups, and we plan for a whole church weekend away together in 2025. And lastly, giving ourselves away for the sake of others. Well, here we want to continue to maintain our partnership with Merstham and to explore a partnership with a parish in Nine Elms in Battersea that I've become connected with. We want to continue to develop our partnerships with other mission overseas and strengthen our communication and engagement within the wider church family about these mission organisations and people. And lastly, we want to develop our relationships with other churches and networks as we seek to grow resilient disciples in our secular age. So there are our future plans. May God bless us as we seek him together. Amen.